Radio. Welcome back to the Greg Herrenda Show, where we have our new Associate Athletic Director for External Affairs, Mr. Jason Young. Jason, welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you are more than welcome, maybe. Old Dominion? Are you a New York City boy?
Born and raised in New York City, and somehow I picked up country along the way.
Zach Brown, I like it, man. Yeah. So you're a diverse dude.
I try to be. Yes. I've lived in a bunch of places. I've been around a little bit.
Sounds like it. Yeah, I like it. Jason, as you well know, or you may not know, but I think you know, the Greg Herrenda Show is about the genesis of our guest, the beginning, and how you got to where you are today. And you are such a big help to me, to Brad, to the university. But take me back to Jason Young, the hooper, when you were 12, 13, like playing, I don't even, you know, where were you playing basketball? Did you love the game? Were you a Knicks fan? Just give me Jason Young as a kid.
All right, so I grew up a diehard UNC fan.
Okay.
And Dean Smith was my idol.
Oh, man.
So I met Coach Smith when I was in third grade. And that kind of propelled a lot of things. My dad...
Was he recruiting you?
I wish. I always just found the walk-ons on the team. Yes. And I was like, man, can I be like them?
Amen.
And then you start learning.
Now, what was
the
hook? How did you meet? Not many people in the third grade meet Dean Smith. How did that go down?
Well, so every year, this is a little fun story.
Sure.
Every year, we had a connection at CBS Sports. So we would go to their NCAA tournament party in New York City.
Gotcha.
Unbelievable event. Got to go every year as a kid growing up. Got to meet some really fun people. So that's how I met him, when he did the 1 year he was a color broadcaster in the studio.
Gotcha. So that's how young you are.
Yeah.
So he was done with coaching?
He had just finished.
Right.
Yep.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, they were in the Bill Guthridge era by that point. So,
yes.
Yeah, but my dad, high school coach, coached a little bit in Division III for a couple of years. So, and now he's an athletic director at New Rochelle High School. So I was around the game.
Oh, so you were around the game. You were a hooper. Tell me about your game. Were you like a step-back Johnny or go blow by guy? What was your basketball hoop game like?
It turned into a very hustle, defensive oriented style.
Yes.
I mean, by the time I was in high school, we ended up playing the Grinnell system.
Oh, wow.
On offense.
That's fun.
It was fun, a little crazy. A
lot of shots.
A lot of shots, not a lot of defense.
No.
Doesn't really cater to a guy who wants to prime. So they ended up putting the ball in my hands a little bit more, not a lot of shot taking, a lot of distributing, which was fine. It was cool.
So at heart, you are a hoopster. I mean, that's your...
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, I was a three-sport athlete in high school. I got to play some stuff. And
yep. How do you find Ithaca? Tell me about that.
Sure. So it was between Ithaca and Indiana for me.
Wow.
Two very different schools, right?
That's for sure.
But I knew I wanted to be a part of the game. I wanted to be a part of the team. Kelvin Sampson had just gotten fired at Indiana. Dan Dockich was the interim. I go out there twice, couldn't make any inroads with the program. And they were like, you're going to have to try out. Sport management wasn't even a guarantee. Whereas Ithaca, I had some contacts. Level didn't matter to me. I just wanted to learn.
Yes.
And so they welcomed me with open arms and had a great experience.
Did you ever try the Carolina route or no?
I got rejected from school.
It's a hard place to get into.
I still have the letter.
You do? The rejection letter.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's good. That motivates
me a little
you.
Bit, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I still have the letter, too, from Daryl Morey when he didn't renew my contract with the Rockets. So we can get into that one.
We can keep going.
Yeah. No, but it fuels you, right? You got to remember when there are setbacks.
Now you leave Ithaca, and you want to be a basketball coach, it sounds like, right?
Yeah,
this is your passion. This is your love.
Yep.
Tell me about your pro or semi-pro coaching exploits?
Yeah, well, so right after college, I was like any other student assistant manager, just trying to find GA job, right? Like, that's the next level.
Sure.
reached out to hundreds of schools, really only heard back from one, UNC Charlotte. Got close with their director of ops. He's still a really, really close friend of mine, one of my best friends.
Yeah, and his name, let's give him a plug.
Rob Perrin, now the head coach at Catawba College.
Okay, sure.
In North Carolina. Yeah. And
Catawba.
Yeah, he left UNC Charlotte, went to Newberry College in South Carolina.
Bingo.
He was like, you're coming with me, let's go.
Love it.
Head coach Dave Davis at the time, now at Winthrop, was kind enough to give me a shot, volunteer assistant, did some other stuff. But that was the first jump in into post-grad.
Now, while you're doing the basketball or trying to get that basketball gig going, you go to St. Leo's to get your master's?
Yeah, so I'm doing master's online work at the same time. I was trying to just find a way anyway, right? During those years, in order to be a D3 head coach, you had to have a master's. It's kind of changed a little
absolutely.
Bit. But
it's be huge.
It was
huge.
Like, all right, timing matters. You got to go.
You need it.
So I did that. But also on the side, I was running some game operations at Newberry. I was doing academic services.
You were hands-on.
It's a small D2 place. Everyone's hands on deck.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah, it was a great experience, but that then brought me back to the D-League because the assistant I worked for at Ithaca College got hired by the Rockets to be the head coach of the Vipers.
Gotcha.
So that was
it's all about connections, Kenny.
It is.
You got to know people. Tell me about now, just the one little caveat, the Yale internship. Like how did that – because I was at Yale for – a few years, and I loved New Haven, and I loved Yale. Tell me about your internship at Yale and how that happened.
So I got to spend a summer there because Ryan Bamford, now the athletic director at UMass, is an Ithaca guy.
Yeah,
former Bamford's. Bomber, one of the great three-point shooters in Ithaca history.
Yes.
So I was able to get linked up with him,
got
to spend the summer with him, as well as Natalie Honan, who's the SWA at Clemson now.
Gotcha.
Great, great learning experience, and to see a Division I athletic department right after your sophomore year, pretty
exactly.
cool.
Exactly. Yeah. Now you make the trek eventually to Vermont. You, as people in New England, it's UVM, right? It's not Vermont. UVM rocks their men's basketball program now, and historically. In recent history, has been dominant in the America East. Tell me about. Who brought you to Vermont? How'd you get there?
It's a long story, but like a lot of stories, you follow a girl.
there you go. Undefeated.
Undefeated, yes.
Women are undefeated, Kenny. Undefeated. Learn that, Kenny. Write that down. Don't play them.
No,
don't schedule them because you ain't winning that one. But a girl takes you to UVM.
Well, so after the Rockets thing, it didn't work out. We kind of knew, all right, transition time, where are we going?
Mm-hmm.
And so we make the move up to Vermont. I had a couple connections there to our athletic director there, Jeff Schulman, through my brother.
Okay.
And they were able to find a spot for me with Learfield. So I was selling sponsorships that first year. Incredible experience.
Yes.
I mean, you're talking about a shift like no other, but that's kind of how the wheels got going with
marketing
external
sales.
Relations, sales, et cetera.
And then was your specificity tickets? Like, were you trying to get people into that building? Was that your first goal when you got there or your last goal?
So after that first year at Learfield, the ticket operations job open, I was like, I got to jump in because you're not a UVM employee.
Right, you're outside
looking
in.
You're an outside company looking in. So when you have a chance, you got to go. And I did it, but the way I sold it was, look, I know what we need to do. I know the plan. I know how to grow this thing.
Right.
Give me a shot. I've never sold a ticket before, but I had a concept of where we were, where we are, where we need to go.
Yep.
And it was awesome. I mean, the fact that we increased student attendance year over year in hockey, not an easy thing to do when everyone else's student attendance is going down across the country.
Exactly.
Then you have basketball just take off.
Yeah,
and now,
blows up.
Now for the first time in school history, basketball has more season ticket holders than hockey.
That's right.
That's changed the dynamic of the place. But just, I mean, you talk about unbelievable people. It's an unbelievable state. I couldn't have been happier.
Kenny.
Yeah, college town.
Great college town.
Church Street.
Church Street, Winooski, Vermont, St. Michael's. Mm-hmm. There's kind of like, it's just like a perfect storm of athletics, the social scene. The springs are gorgeous. The winters, you're skiing and drinking, right? And
I picked up curling.
Oh, don't tell. Are you seriously?
Swear to God, yeah.
I'm jealous.
That's Kenny. You look at Kenny with the beard, the whole. I mean, you would be perfect at UVM.
Well, I figure I'm a great bowler. Some curling's nothing
tremendous
more than bowling on ice.
300 bowler.
Wow, Kenny.
Yeah, no. Kenny's, we got skills here now. We got untapped potential. But curling, I just love. I used to. Now it's almost like when I first saw curling on television, it was cool. But now everybody sees it, and it's almost oversaturated. The market's oversaturated. So I'm like, okay, relax. Because these people, like when they're screaming, whatever they're screaming, they like.
I'll
yeah,
get you on the ice.
I would love to
There's
do it.
There's a club in Jersey. We got to go down
I'm
there
gonna
at some
it.
Point. Yeah.
I'm going to do it. I got to expand, and I've got to. You know, here's the deal now. Here's the moment, that moment when you meet Brad Hurlbut. Now, tell me about that moment because, like, I'm comparing you and Brad to me and Pete. I told Brad that you got Jason, I got Pete. And talk about two young, talented, bright guys. But me and Pete had a moment in Philadelphia over a cheesesteak. What was your moment with Brad?
So it was at Dunkin' Donuts.
Ah, you see, exactly.
The Dunkin' Donuts right here by TD Bank.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
No, it was funny. You know, you guys are making your run in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
I had applied for the job back in like February. Right.
Gotcha.
Never heard anything because of the run.
Sure.
Just so much going on.
Put everything on hold.
And then Vermont goes on. We go on that run.
They go on a run.
I mean, we end up in Hartford, which was a blessing, but also a curse for a ticket manager because we were so close to home.
Everybody wanted you.
It took five people pulling an all-nighter.
Oh, no. Absolutely.
To handle our tickets.
Sure. Who did you draw in Hartford?
Florida State.
Florida State. Talented.
Yep.
Long, talented club. Yep. Leonard Hamilton. He's got hombres.
Yes. He does.
So do you hit it off with – I mean, I could just see – most people hit it off with Brad, and I could see you equally doing such.
We were talking the same language.
Right.
I think I did enough research on what had been going on here that I knew, okay, I think there's a lot of opportunities here to really make a difference.
Sure.
And I think we both see that, and we continue to see that. As we grow, even, you know, the last 2 weeks with the lobby, like just a microcosm, we redo our lobby.
Yes.
It's transformative.
Exactly.
Like we walk in, we're branding the place and our goals lined up and obviously they still do. And I was just really fortunate that he gave me the opportunity to just sit in front of him and have a coffee with him.
Does it feel like your home, kind of, with New York City being over the river or kind of sorta?
It is. Well, technically I am home because I'm living in Riverdale still.
Exactly.
I haven't made the move over to Jersey yet, but no, it's nice to be home and be around family a lot. It means a great deal.
For our listeners out there, we're speaking with Jason Young, the Associate Athletic Director for external affairs here at Fairleigh Dickinson University. Jason, tell us about, like, what's your job? What are you trying to accomplish just early on in your tenure here at Fairleigh Dickinson and then some long-term goals? And then we can talk about specific dates and events that are coming up.
Yeah, sure. I think – so my job kind of has three phases heavy, and then I have oversight over communications, but ticketing, marketing, sponsorship, right?
Gotcha.
Those are the three. Immediately when I stepped in, it was sponsorship. Sales season for sponsors is over the summer.
Right.
We've crushed it so far relative to the past. So that was an easy win right out of the gate for us, and we have some great people that we're working with that we're excited to get our fans in front of and really change our game atmosphere and our game environment. So that was one. Ticketing's another, right? Just the infrastructure of it.
Right.
We never really had season tickets. How do we turn this place into that Division I, you know, locale that you and I both see?
Yeah.
We're crushing it
on
the court.
So we have to educate our consumers and our alums and our student-athletes.
Even the local business, the local pizza shop down the road in both Teaneck and Hackensack, how we get them involved.
Right.
And so those were some of the easy
wins. You know what I want to do? Let's just break away for a second.
Absolutely.
I want to have a slice of pizza in every pizza parlor. That's what I called it when I was a kid. In Hackensack and in Teaneck. And when we go in, I'll go in and sell our program. Is that a good idea?
I think it's a great idea. I mean, Kenny, that's like one bite. You know the rules.
Every one, I'm going in. But I think, that's what we need to do is just go grassroots.
Absolutely.
And I think I've done it for 6 years. Yeah. And now with Brad and you, it just seems like now – I've got I'm driving I got a Rolls Royce, or I got an Audi, actually, a Paul Miller Audi that's going to help facilitate this whole deal.
I just think about Nitro, our mascot, for a second. I mean, everyone loves him. We've gotten him out in the community more times.
Number one, he's a national figure.
He is.
But now in the community, he's just
well
a local.
Known.
Yeah, no, he's very well
I
known.
I mean, we had him last week. He's running a track race with kids.
Oh, yeah, He was at the Torch Run in July.
He did the Torch Run with Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, that was 100 degrees. He almost died.
Crazy, but he's at all of our games. He's making community service appearances.
So
branding through Nitro immediately and building that connection. But, yeah, we're going to get out in the community more this year. We're going to win that Community Service Award from the NEC.
Amen.
That Building Community Award, and
you really
want to be that vocal point.
You mentioned game day experience. We've got our engineer now is just jumping in. He's jumping across the river. This guy went, Jason, from Kenny O'Boyle was speaking about, went from never coming to a practice to a game, and now, he's a highlight reel in and amongst himself.
We're excited
to have Kenny on the mic as our PA.
The mic and the music board, because he'll be doing sound music.
Spinning and winning.
I mean, he'll be transformative to this game environment.
Kenny, are you up to it?
I'm totally up for the challenge. The way I see it, man, I'm doing a radio show in front of a live audience. That's
right.
All it is.
Right.
Yeah.
So am
I. Plenty of experience in that.
And the great thing, Kenny, that I don't know if you've announced it, Kenny, on Thursday nights, what's your gig? That you're giving that up, I've heard.
What do you mean? You talking about the trivia gig that
I
gave up? Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he's getting focused.
Oh, yeah.
I'm focused.
And
I'm committed.
When you get Kenny focused, it's scary. It really is scary.
But we're excited to have Kenny.
I mean, it's going
to
be fun.
Oh, man. Yeah, exactly.
We're pumped.
Are you going to be at the tip-off?
He'll be there.
I'll be there.
On Wednesday night? The doors open at 8:30?
Tip-off, students. Free pizza?
Yes.
I just got free pizza from Napoli.
Free pizza from Napoli. Yep. Last year, it was a quiet success. So I think our students know that, you know, we have an exciting team and the women are exciting and they have a new coach, and Coach Ange, we've had her on. So that's very cool. On the tip off, the burgundy and blue.
Yeah, that was a
yesterday.
Great success.
That was awesome. And Kenny was on the mic. So it's just, it's taken some time. And we've had a lot of success, but I think now this puts us in a new light, and our marketing, our sales, our tickets, we're a Division I animal.
Absolutely.
In Bergen County. And I think
how many teams went to the NCAA tournament last year from the tri-state area?
Amen, brother. How many?
Two.
Us and Seton Hall?
Us and Seton Hall.
You know what? And we won a championship.
Seton Hall got an at-large.
They got an at-large. Seton Hall won a game, and so do we win a game. Yep. So, that's our bar.
It is.
Our program is a championship program. We've won 3 championships now in the last 4 years, counting a regular season championship, and that's going to be difficult. But selling our players is not hard. We have great personalities. We have –
Elijah, Jaleel, Caleb.
No,
I mean, you run
dudes
down the list. It's
you don't have a hiccup. Everybody brings something. Our freshman, Brandon Rush. You forget about basketball, just jumping in athleticism and the smiles and the. So it's a product that can be sold.
but you got good kids doing it, and that's what matters.
Man. They're beautiful kids. And all of the student-athletes at Fairleigh Dickinson, when you go to women's basketball, but you go to our softball team and you go to our women's soccer, who's killing it right now, and our soccer team, we have good people. Jason, I'm very excited, man. I really appreciate you coming. You did well on the Greg Herenda show.
I appreciate that. I mean, I know it was tough, but I'm happy to be here.
The one thing I need, Jason, now, it seems like you're connected to people. Can you get me a guest? Just one. Kenny's gotten me one guest in 5 years.
More than one, but
come on, one and a half.
I think I could get you a guest.
Try to get me a guest, but I know what you're going to do. You're going to put fannies in the seats and make this a even bigger, more fun athletic department, and we really welcome you with open arms.
I appreciate that. You've been awesome to work with, and I'm looking forward to a great basketball season.
And that was Jason Young on the Greg Herenda Show. And we will be back after another country song from a New York City slicker after this.
This is Coach Rob Mendez from Prospect High School. You are listening to the Greg Herenda Show on WFDU. Who says I can't? Yeah!
A pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, a lot of sea songs. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life.
WFDU Radio DX.